have other people's so-called audio rights from little snippets of sounds. But, well, in any case, I hope you enjoy this next song by Colorbox. There's a lot going on. Hot Doggy.
Let's hear some music!
Here I go. I've worked around predators since I was 20 years old. Lions, jackals, hyenas, you.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Anything you want. Oh, Ah!
is the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this evening our theme is mammals, featuring the 80s, 90s metal band Rat. And the Beatles also had a number of songs about mammals. So they're kind of our second featured artist in tonight's episode, which actually Paul Goodwin, let's have another shout out for him for suggesting having a focus on Rat in one of our sound collages. So we began with Colorbox, Hot Doggy, and what an excellent song with just so many little bits of samples from everywhere going on and the stops and the starts, and wow, what a great song. From a perfect album of theirs, The Best of Colorbox, 1982 to 1987. And yeah, backing me up right now is yet a third humpback whale. And also some sounds of nature, being on a beach. Also in the mix, we heard from Renee Touzette and Baby Elephant Walk off of Cocktail Mix Volume 2. Then Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, produced by Frank Zappa, was China Pig from Trout Mask Replica. You know, that's an album some people think is just a work of pure genius. And having Frank Zappa produce it certainly means something to that. But I can't listen to more than one song really at a time. Maybe two, but no more than that. It's just not an album that at least I can put on and listen to straightforward. Yes, Captain Beefheart. Then we heard the Beatles once again, Dig a Pony, Green Day, Jackass, and we finished with Rat, Round and Round. And one of the features of mammals, one of the most important features of mammals, is that mothers produce milk that they feed their baby. And 130 million years of mammalian evolution have gone into making a mother's milk the best possible nutrition for babies of any species. Human breast milk is, of course, the ideal food for human infants, and the advantages of breastfeeding for the mother and infant are numerous and well supported by more than two decades of research. Breast milk has the perfect mix of nutrients. It's always fresh, clean, and the right temperature. It contains antibodies that help a baby from infections. And it's easy for the baby to digest its mother's milk. And in addition to the health benefits we just outlined, breastfed infants have lower rates of hospital admissions, ear infections, diarrhea, rashes, allergies, and an array of other medical problems that bottle-fed babies have a whole lot more problems with. So, remember, breastfeeding is a very natural and healthy thing to do. And if you're a mom, it's a hassle, but it's really the best thing to do for your baby. And this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes. Tufts Educational Radio. Well, we've got about 35 minutes left before Chase Carson won't be coming in with the time tunnel. Oh no, you won't be able to get your mix of classic R&B, soul, funk, and dance and disco from back in the day this evening, because Chase sends his love, but not his music. So a little heads up on that. But we do have one long enough set that we're going to go until 10 p.m. for you with. And we'll start things off with Pink Floyd, and we're also going to hear some bluegrass with David Grisman, Dog After Dark, some Delight, some funk with George Clinton and Coolio in there, and all that, and Rat, our featured artist, and more. Here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage and WMFO in Medford.
If you didn't care, what happened to me? And I didn't care. You, we would zigzag away through the bottom of pain, occasionally glancing up through the rain, wondering which of the bugs to blame. And watching for pigs on the wing.
frisky, are we?
Black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Gill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now
about she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin, he said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. He said, "Rocky, you met your match." And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able." And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt.
This is the story of a famous dog.
But the dog that chases its tail will be busy. He's a clapping dog.
Harmonic dog.
Rhythmic dog.
Rapping dog.
Bumpy dog.
Hopping dog.
House dog. Street dog.
Dogs of the world unite.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. Bow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay. It ain't Snoop Dogg, but I'm still a hog. It's Coolio, love food, better not the alley. Representing West Coast, come to Cali. To the Hoochies and the Civics and the Diamantes, and the homies hitting corners in the Deuce trade. Now, give it up for the Funkadelic group, decade and a half, still bumping in the coupe.
So why must I feel like that and fill up the room with funk and rap? Bumping that 9-6, atomic mix, moving and grooving. You and your trick, and I recognize it's a new generation. Till I die, it's still one nation under a groove. Nobody move as the Funketeer use that too. My paw, Shorty Coolio and the OG dog. Roll like Parliament basslines, and I want me a vibe from the Funkenstein. My rhymes intertwine like singers. Hey man, smell my finger. We bring ya 14 years of funk that's hard. No speed sticking, no right guard.
Used to roll on craters, now we play Sega. A dip in the 5 on all gold dates. A dog in a Lex got his eye on the cat, and the cat can't understand why the dog like that. Flashlights on, cause no one knows where the nose goes when the door's closed. Tell a key, what you're telling me, ATO with my CDOG.
ranger. Why do you have to remind people to be careful with fire?
Well, Mr. Mountain Lion, sometimes people need to be reminded about certain things, like not to run with scissors or let children play with wild dingoes, and to be responsible for fires they start.
So what you're saying is that people can be careless and forgetful?
Pretty much.
That makes me very sad.
Sounds like someone needs a hug.
Back off or I'll turn your hat into confetti!
Remember, only you can prevent wildfires. A public service message from Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, State Forester, and the Ag Council.
Chasing up towards the shoreline, drifting into emptiness. child too small to reach the front door handle. Maybe just too scared to know what I would find. Now I feel I'm strong enough to take the slow ride. Not knowing when I will arrive. Hey, there are bull rushes outside my window, and the leaves whisper words in the breeze. And tomorrow I walk to the harbor, catch the first boat that's coming.
This wish is true. in Medford.